You are listening to the non-Spotify version of this episode. For the full experience, please go to our Spotify page and click play, I guess. I don't know. Anyway, besides the music, it's the same. So, enjoy.
Welcome to the JA Podcast. We talk about nothing but Jason Aldean and the Big Green Tractor. I'm your host, Jason Aldean, and I'm joined by my co-host, Brad. It's going to be a really smooth night, so sit back, relax, and enjoy the show.
I don't even know what to say to that. Can I also be Jason Aldean?
Sure. At this point, we're all Jason Aldean. You know who was just elected president?
Jason Aldean?
Jason Aldean.
Someday we will actually get Jason Aldean on here, and he can tell us what the Big Green Tractor is. Well, today we have a guest, the co-host of our bonus show, Sleepy Time, with Brad and Nem. We have Emmy.
No.
What?
It's Nem.
Oh, we have Nem.
Thank you. How are we all doing this evening?
We're just hanging out, listening to Jason Aldean, Big Green Tractor.
Oh, and speaking of that, we can now play songs on here because this is our first ever exclusive Spotify/Anchor episode, which it will go back to not being that next week. But thanks to everybody who actually came over to track this episode down.
Yes, thank you for your continued support of our podcast. We really appreciate it.
Did you listen to how Jason Aldean talks before you started doing this, or do you just think he talks like a morning show, like radio person or a late night radio person?
No, I was super mellow because I ate a cheeseburger right before this, and I was like, I'm just gonna roll with it. I'm gonna see how this goes.
You were mellow because you had a cheeseburger?
Yeah, with pickles.
How does that work? Like, was there like a special ingredient in it?
I'm pretty sure there was. The secret ingredient is love.
Yeah, and chemicals.
And chemicals?
Yeah, lots of chemicals.
Toxins.
Well, welcome to the Jason Aldean Podcast. We hope you had a great Thanksgiving because, you know, this episode comes out a couple days after Thanksgiving. So if you had a bad Thanksgiving, then that's on you.
I'm so sorry. Oh my God.
No, we're not sorry. Jason.
Yeah, you're probably full of turkey and mashed potatoes. You did your Black Friday shopping, and now you're just chilling for the weekend. You got nothing else to do but listen to the Jason Aldean Podcast.
On Spotify.
Is this Spotify. All you guys do on here?
What do you mean? Is it all we do? We entertain. We have over 1,000 plays.
Ooh.
Yeah.
And 999 followers on Instagram.
Actually, now we're over 1,000 again.
Oh, thank goodness.
People love us.
They do?
I don't know. They got really mad at us a couple weeks back because we put out an episode called Spoiler Alert, Baby Yoda Dies. No idea if he actually does die in it, but, you know.
I love Baby Yoda.
Yeah, as does everyone. That's why it was a clickbait title. Well, this week is going to be a bit different. A couple weeks back, we did an episode where we discussed our all-time favorite Disney movies. And of course, you know, James, or as he likes to call himself, Jason, kind of went off the Disney path a little bit.
Yeah, Cars 2. Are you kidding me?
It's a classic.
Oh my God. You couldn't even choose Cars 1.
I mean,
James likes the spy aspect.
It's super James Bond-esque.
Love
I mean, I could have picked Inspector Gadget 2.
I picked Inspector Gadget 1. But I think the best thing of the episode was we hyped up number 1. And of course, James drops the fact that his number 1... Let me explain his list first, because everybody's already heard it. Mm-hmm. He starts off with like a classic, Snow White. Or not Snow White. Was it Snow White?
Yeah, it was Snow White.
Yeah, he starts off with Snow White, and somehow his favorite Disney movie is the last episode of the stupid Clone Wars show on Disney Plus. It's not a movie.
Wait, my brothers used to watch that when they were like six.
Oh, do you have a comeback to that, Jason?
Stop. I can't. I'm quitting the show.
I'll have you know, it's a cultural phenomenon.
Cultural phenomenon? What does that mean?
It's not a movie.
If you put the episodes together, it's like a movie.
Yeah, that was how you tried to define it. You're like, it plays like a movie. That doesn't mean it's a movie. Was it in a theater?
That wasn't the idea. It had to be a Disney movie.
Oh, God. I can't even wait to see what you have in this playlist, like, in your top three today.
Does that mean that Mulan is not a movie because it went to streaming?
That's Mulan different. No, the live action Mulan, no, I think he's talking about.
You asked if it was in theaters, and you said, because if it's a theater, it doesn't count as a movie.
Is there a Disney logo in front of that show?
No.
And if you say the Disney Plus logo.
There's a Disney bought property logo in front of it.
Oh, God. Remember when we discussed before that it was going to be no Lucasfilm, no Marvel, and no Disney Channel original?
I don't recall Lucasfilm ever being mentioned.
Oh, God. You know what this whole episode's going to be? Because the magic of Spotify has allowed us to play these songs as we discuss them. James is going to pick like 10-minute Star Wars songs, and people are going to stop listening halfway through.
The Rise of the Resistance.
Well, so let's explain how it's going to go. The rules, as I stated, was no Disney Channel, no Lucasfilm, and no Marvel. As we know, James is going to break all of these, but so what we're going to do, we each picked three songs, and I wish it came out to 10, but it comes out to 9, so it's a stupid number, but it's a
denominator of
3, come on. Oh, God. This is like the ultimate episode. We're talking about prime numbers and composite numbers again. So, basically...
Wait, I said that totally wrong. 3 is a denominator of 9? I haven't been in math class since I was, I don't know. I had to pre-calc, guys. Come on.
Those were the days. So,
carry on.
So essentially how this is going to go is as we talk about the three songs, we will then pause after and you'll get to hear the three songs. And we're going to go from, as we did last time, not worst to best, because all these songs are fantastic. We're going to go from 3 to 1 being the best. So the other rule is if you have that song in your playlist or as one of your top three, you can say that comes down later in my list and we'll still talk about it then, but don't give away which number it comes down as. All right. So number 3. We'll have the guests go first. Emmy, which song do you have?
Oh, my God. That's really hard. I was just trying to plan to put them in order. I didn't think of that.
Okay. Well, James, which song do you have first?
Yeah, you go first.
So my first song at number 3 is When Will My Life Begin from Tangled.
Oh, that's a good choice.
I love that.
You redeemed yourself, James.
I've been redeemed. Oh.
Don't claim that yet, Bradley. We haven't heard the other two.
Yeah, but he can only disappoint me so much.
After 20 years, the bar just keeps getting lower.
All right, everyone. So we're going to listen to When Did My Life Begin from...
That's not it. When Will My Life
Begin? When Will My Life Begin from the motion picture Tangled. All right, we're back. I hope you enjoyed that amazing song that James had at number 3. James, why did you pick that as number 3?
I don't know. I was just thinking about like I was saying in the last one, how that was that was in my honorable mentions. And I don't know, that song just seems so modern and, you know, awesome.
Yeah. I know Emmy loves that song. Emmy, do you have any comments on When Will My Life Begin?
I love that song, and internally, I am Rapunzel, so at least that's what I tell myself at night.
I think the song's catchy. Oh, I gotta pull up my list.
Her, is it like called a reprise whenever she sings the part? Just feel the grass, the dirt, the way they...
Yeah, that's the reprise.
I love that part of it.
That's a good part of it.
I always like the reprise. Reprises?
Reprise.
You know, there's a version on, I think Disney put out a YouTube video where they play that song and they have different lines in different languages. Like one line would be in Chinese, another would be in German. It's really wild.
Abby, what song do you have at your number three?
The Gospel Truth.
Oh, from Hercules?
Yeah,
from
the Muses.
From the 1997. the masterpiece. What's it called? What's it called again?
The Gospel Truth.
The Gospel Truth.
It's the number one. There's three.
There's three?
Yeah, the first one.
Oh. Well.
He goes, "You go, girls. We are the Muses."
That song is a jam. I think that song was blared a lot in our apartment at Disney.
Yes.
I think.
Oh, yeah. It really sets the tone for everything.
Yeah. So, right now, you are going to hear the Gospel Truth from the motion picture Hercules. Wasn't that great?
Yes.
So, does that mean it's my turn?
Yeah.
All right, people, take a guess.
It's
In Summer from Frozen.
I wish. No, I should have picked that.
The Winnie the Pooh song.
Oh, that would have been a good choice, too.
Heffalumps. Wait, what's that song?
Heffalumps and Woozles?
Heffalumps and Woozles!
No, it's How Far Will I Go from the motion picture. Oh, God.
Moana!
Yeah, and it's not really... Did you just go, eh?
No, you just went, eh.
No, you just went, eh. Jason, you're really getting on my nerves today. So.
Well, I'm really surprised you didn't choose Shiny.
Oh. No, I picked that one because that one's like a definition Disney song for me at this point. Because one, the pop punk version, fantastic.
But you're going to play that version now?
No. No. I should. But when you work at Magic Kingdom, they play that song quite a bit while you're in the parks, especially at the night. So it became like a staple of like me working there and the fireworks going on. And I thought it was nice. So that's why it is at number three for me.
All right, let's play it.
All right. Well, wasn't that fantastic? Should I have played both versions?
No.
No. Okay, moving on to number two. Number two. Number two. Like poop.
Didn't think we were going to make it this far without a poop joke, did you?
No, you didn't. James, how have your bowels been since our last episode?
Probably used it like four or five times already today. But I'm fine.
Okay, we'll talk about the milk habit later. But
milk!
Yeah, you and
have you tried oat milk yet? It's delish.
I haven't. I'll have to try it. Probably be better for my system than 2%.
Oh, yum.
I have a feeling, James, did you know that you and Emmy are like the only two people I know that love cheese? Like love cheese and milk and dairy. James is lactose intolerant, but
I'm also lactose intolerant, but I eat Parmesan crisps right before I go to bed and then toot up a storm.
Worth it. It's so worth it.
It's like Coconut Head from Ned's Declassified School Survive. Oh, wait, no. He's not the one who does it. Who's the one who does it? I can't remember his name, but they always go, like, ah!
Toot,
and he goes,
toot, toot, boy.
Yeah. That's me. Except it's more like, probably.
Okay, so moving on to the poop number.
It was Timmy Toot.
Timmy Toot. What?
It's Timmy Toot. Toot.
His name.
Oh my god, I love it.
So, who wants to go first on number two?
James wants to.
He does?
Yeah, he said so.
Well, who's pooped the most today?
I haven't at all.
I've gone, yes, you have.
Have I?
Yeah.
Oh yeah, I woke up, but
yeah,
after I ate those Parmesan crisps.
Yeah, I've gone once. James has gone five times, it seems. So James is still first.
And yet still alive somehow. So anyways, moving on to my number two. It's funny that you mention it because it is, in fact, Shiny from Moana.
Me and James have conflicting number twos every time. The last time it was... The last time it was that stupid Pirates of the Caribbean 2, and now it's that stupid Shiny song that is also great that I have mixed feelings about.
Oh, yeah, no, same.
It used to give you chills?
Yeah, it freaked me out. I had to skip it when I was listening to my Moana soundtrack in the car.
Because it was too incredible.
No.
So, James, what do you like about this song?
So it's funny because he sings about how he likes to be shiny and stuff. And I kind of relate it to how I play Pokemon, how I'm always trying to get shiny Pokemon, which are, they're usually lighter colored variants. Some of them are gold. Some of them are green. And also Tamatoa is the best character in Moana, hands down. Like he's the, I can't even think of anything that rhymes with castration.
Castration?
Menstruation.
Crustacean. Oh, crustacean. That makes sense that you like him because you like sea creatures.
I'm a Wait, sea guy. I'm a sea man.
Yeah. You cannot say that that's the best character in Moana. Tafiti, she's amazing.
Which one's that?
And Taka. Taka is what turns into Tafiti.
Oh, the volcano?
Yeah. Well, not necessarily a volcano. I mean, yeah, he's pretty cool, but...
Yeah, you're right. You're right. Those characters are pretty cool. But oh my gosh, Tamatoa, 100%. Moana, hands down. Shiny, 100, 24/7. Let's go.
What about the coconuts?
Oh yeah, he's out. The coconuts outrank him.
So... I guess we're going to play the I'm Shiny song. So everybody...
Shiny by Tamatoa. Let's go!
Feel free to skip ahead about 2 minutes and 43 seconds.
Or if you don't have Spotify Premium, you're only going to hear 30 seconds anyways.
Lucky you.
30 seconds of awesome.
All right, so... I mean, what is your number two?
This is a really tough choice because I have two songs that I listen to pretty much every day. But I have to go with the classic Part of Your World from The Little Mermaid.
Good choice.
Yeah, she's pretty much my favorite thing ever. And I was her for Halloween this year, so. I am pretty sure that kind of sums up my feelings about it.
Yeah.
And so are our cats. Our cats.
Yeah, our cats for Halloween this past year. I dressed as Flounder. Emmy dressed as
Ariel.
And our cats dressed as the sea creatures.
No. Sebastian and an octopus. The octopus from the band. Check out our Instagram for more.
What's the Instagram page?
At Practically Perfect in Every Way is our cat's Instagram, and I posted pictures of it, so go check it out.
And right now, we're going to play Part of Your World from the 19... Why do I keep doing years?
I don't
from
know Little why. Mermaid. You don't know. From it's the like Little Mermaid. 1987
I think it's 89. Yeah. It's from The Little Mermaid. Here you go. So, James, what did you think of that song?
I thought it was pretty good. I like the high notes at the end.
Yeah?
Yeah, I mean, it was a dingle hopper of a good time, don't you guys think?
A dingle hopper is a fork, right?
Yeah, what the fork?
But I'm...
So mine is the masterpiece from the movie Frozen 2, Lost in the Woods.
Yay!
The best moment in that whole movie.
Wait, which version?
Well, both versions are great. I love the Weezer version, but for the sake of the Disney podcast, we will play the movie version.
That's gotta be the best movie sequence I've ever seen in my entire life.
I agree. And if James disagrees...
The singing reindeer that like did the Queen album cover, hands down, phenomenal. Yeah.
Mm. Oh, yeah.
The second time we saw that movie in theaters, I had to pee so bad. But I waited until that moment of that movie. And then I raced out of the theater and took the longest pee of my life.
That like, seems like you.
Yeah, that movie, that's the highlight of the movie. I mean, there's great moments in that movie, don't get me wrong, but that is the highlight of my movie, of that movie, not my movie. I wish I made that movie. James, have you ever heard the Weezer version?
I've heard parts of it, and I don't know. It just doesn't hit as hard.
I agree.
Like, I would say, like, voice. Like, I'd say the Weezer version is probably like a 6 or a 7, but I forgot the guy's name.
Jonathan Groff.
Jonathan Groff, his version, it's like a 12.5.
Mm-hmm. He's beautiful too. Ugh. All right, play that song.
Okay. Welcome back from the greatest song in a movie ever made. Actually, I probably should have put that as one if I'm claiming it's the greatest song in a movie ever made, but well.
Wow, you fail.
No response to that.
I don't fail, James, because I didn't put the Star Wars movie in the top countdown.
Hey, no one said anything about the Star Wars theme being in my countdown.
It's going to be your number one. I already know it's going to be your number one.
It is not.
Speaking of your number one, what is it?
Well, my number one, you know, it's really hard to pick a song from a movie because Disney just has so many hits out there. Oh, but no.
This is
leading
up to a big letdown.
If I had to choose one, it would have to be the Avengers theme.
No, we're not doing this again.
Yeah,
we're Avengers not doing theme. This again.
What does that even sound like?
It's like the da-na-na.
Da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da.
Do you know what it's called? How am I going to play this if I don't know what it's called?
I'm totally kidding. That's not my number one. But you totally thought it was.
It's going to be Star Wars, isn't it?
Oh my gosh. You think I'm so predictable like that? I can throw curveballs, you know? I'm not a baseball player or anything, but... Anyway.
So is it Baby Yoda?
That's not a Disney song, though.
Okay, but it can be honorary.
Honorary.
Okay, sorry.
I'm sure he has one somewhere. I'll find it for later. We'll put it in the bio. But anyways...
Baby Yoda. Baby Yoda.
Hey, Jason Aldean, sing the Baby Yoda theme song.
Hey, Baby Yoda, Baby Yoda, Baby Yoda, Baby
Yoda. I do.
I can do that because I'm from Indiana.
Yeah. Where's he from?
I don't know.
We only know, I don't know where Jason, why we are obsessed with Jason Aldean. But
I don't
some,
know either. He's not even that great.
No, he's terrible. And if you're listening, Jason Aldean, we love you.
I love you more.
Aww.
Who, me?
Nah, Jason Aldean, sorry.
Oh. Okay. So what's all your
right,
number
big
one?
Reveal. Wait, so, we have to do a drum roll. That sucked.
So my number one is Friend Like Me from Aladdin.
Ooh.
Oh, well.
Wait, the Will Smith version?
No, the
Robin Williams.
Robin Williams. I was going to say Bill Murray. I don't know why.
Oh, God.
Yeah, he sings Bare Necessities in the new Jungle Book.
For real?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
So the bummer is we can't play Friend Like Me because Robin Williams had a conflict with Disney after Aladdin and said that his voice could not be used for profit for Disney. So if you go on Spotify, Friend Like Me and Prince Ali are not on there. So we are going to play the DJ Khaled Will Smith version of Friend Like Me. So everybody get ready to jam. So James, what'd you think of that version?
It was pretty neat. My first time ever hearing it. It was pretty off the shizzle, you know?
I feel like you didn't listen to it.
Nah, I totally didn't.
Oh my God.
So do you have anything else you want to add about Friend Like Me?
Just a great movie. 12 out of 10.
So, Emmy, what is your top Disney song of all time?
I think we all already know. Can you take a guess?
It's something from Frozen.
Yes.
It's either
Frozen 2. It's Show Yourself because I cry every time. And now we're going to make you guys cry. Especially listen to the part where she says, I am found. That's the part where I cry.
It's a great song. That was actually my top movie, Disney movie, on the last episode.
Idina Menzel is the shit. You can't tell me any other way.
What do you think of the song, James?
I like it.
Do you know what song we're talking about, James? I'm calling you out.
It's the Star Wars theme, right?
Yes, exactly. All right. So this is Show Yourself from the movie Frozen Dose.
Please don't.
Frozen too.
Your dishonor. Dishonor to your cow. Dishonor to my family. All right, hit it.
Okay. Well, before I drop mine, does anybody have any honorable mentions?
I have an honorable mention.
I love that song. Yes.
And that is You're Welcome by Dwayne Johnson and Moana.
Oh, that's a great song. Sad news is we're not playing any of the honorable mentions, so sorry, everyone. Do you have any more honorable mentions, James?
Circle of Life from Lion King.
Oh, that's a jam.
Such a jam. And also Hakuna Matata from Lion King.
Ooh. Yeah, we missed a bunch of songs, didn't we? We should have made the list longer, but I thought having more than 9 songs would have made it super long, but you know, it really didn't. Do you have any honorable mentions, Emmy?
Yes, I have 2. So the first one would be, I don't know how to pronounce it correctly, but Hey Mele Lo Lele
from
Lilo and Stitch. I love that song. I listen to it a lot. And the second one would be Le Poisson from Little Mermaid. I love that song.
Is that the one where he's cooking?
He goes, I hope everyone enjoys that.
James, are you able to make that noise?
Was that close?
That was beautiful.
That was great. That makes up for the whole Star Wars dilemma.
You should have played him in the live action movie or the live action musical instead of Jesse from Full House.
Oh, yeah. You could have been Uncle Jesse.
No, not Uncle Jesse. You could have been Percy.
That's a real missed opportunity there.
It would have been too full of a house, I think. You have any other honorable mentions?
Those are like the 2 biggest ones for me. Oh, wait a second. This is what dreams are made of.
Oh, from the Lizzie McGuire movie.
Yes.
Yeah.
That is,
I'm surprised all the Frozen songs aren't on there.
I love the Frozen songs, but Into the Unknown, of course.
What about Let It Go?
I love Let It Go, but it's just overplayed for me now. Yeah, so I don't really think of, that's not one that I'm okay with listening to over and over again, like Part of Your World. Mm-hmm. Like, I could listen to that literally like 50 times.
That makes sense.
And Show Yourself, I can listen to only once a day because then I'll cry the whole rest of the day. But it's fine. So what's yours? What's your number one?
Well, I haven't done my honorable mentions.
Don't you have to do your number one first?
No, I got one honorable mention.
Okay, what's your honorable mention?
The Let's Pirates of the Caribbean theme song.
Oh my god. I didn't even think of that one. Bradley, you know that song gets me pumped, especially the one from the a cappella group thing that I listen to way too often. James, have you ever heard me play that?
I haven't, no. We should play that right now.
Oh
my god.
Oh, yes. It's on Spotify.
It is.
Maybe we'll end it.
Yeah, maybe we'll end it with that. So my number one is Big Green Tractor by Jason Aldean. We need to know what the Big Green Tractor is. What is he referring to?
His badonkyween.
Why is it green?
I don't know.
He needs to go to a doctor.
No.
No, it's actually it was between the song that James said, Friend Like Me, or Prince Ali from Aladdin.
Wait, really?
Yeah, because as a kid, I think it was Prince Ali would just get stuck in my head and I didn't know the words to it. It was just like the melody and stuff of the song. And I think maybe it's because my parents would sing it sometimes, but it was consistently in my head.
I had to listen to that, or I had to sing that song in choir in seventh grade.
But was it fun?
No.
Do you have a recording that we could put in right here?
Nope.
Oh.
It's probably on Spotify somewhere.
In seventh grade? I don't think Spotify even exists when I was in seventh grade.
Yeah, James.
Hey, everything's on Spotify nowadays.
True.
So we're going to take a vote. Are you ready? Mm-hmm. Since Prince Ali is not on Spotify due to the Robin Williams thing, we can either, one, listen to the Will Smith version of Prince Ali, or listen to Big Green Tractor.
No, neither. I vote the Pirates of the Caribbean a cappella. James, you break the vote.
I like Pirates because Bradley disagreed with my my choice for Pirates in my last movie list.
Trust me, everyone, you're gonna enjoy it. It's great. Listen to it on full volume. I'm annoying.
Okay, here we go with the what's it called?
It's the Pirates of the Caribbean a cappella medley. Woo!
By who?
Oh, I don't remember.
Wait, is that Mickey Mouse?
Wait, what?
Mickey? Is Mickey back?
Mickey's here? Oh, hi, everybody!
Mickey! You
showed up, Mickey!
Oh boy, it's time to make a special appearance in today's episode! And I agree, I'm going to break the boat even more! We got to listen to the Pirates of the Caribbean a cappella theme!
I hate Mickey Mouse.
No, we love him!
We love Mickey Mouse!
Yay!
We love you too! Spend all your money at Disney! See you next time!
Bye, Mickey!
Bye, Mickey!
Bye, Mickey!
James, you met Mickey this time!
I did! It was amazing! And you know, having him on the show makes me really want to spend more money at Disney.
Yeah, we should all go spend our money at Disney.
Oh, do it. Let's go. I don't even care if it's a corporate nightmare.
All right, so we're going to play the a cappella version of the Pirates of the Caribbean theme song, and then we will be back.
Woo!
We are back from the Pirates of the Caribbean a cappella theme song that was not our number one choice, but our number one choice is not on Spotify, so that's what you get.
It was good. I love that song.
It was even better.
Hey, Emmy, do you have anything that you would like to advertise to our listeners?
No.
No? Well, we got this show on the same feed called Sleepy Time with Brad and Nem that comes out sometimes. So, you know, check that out.
Oh, I forgot about it. It's been a while.
Yeah. So, James, do you want to tell us about yoga tips or yogurt tips or...
What?
Yeah, so check out my my YouTube channel, Toga Tips, where I give you tons of tips and gameplay videos for Pokemon. I got some brand new videos out now that you're definitely going to want to check out. So you can find me at Toga Tips on YouTube, on Instagram, and we just got a Twitter, which I just fixed because apparently I spelt it wrong.
Oh, no.
Yeah, he spelled it Tips Togi.
Yeah. So like a hoagie? I don't know how that happened. I clicked it today and I was like, wow, I have zero subscribers, only to realize I messed up my name. So no one could. But it's fixed now. So you can go follow us over on Twitter as well.
Yeah. And next week we'll be back on the normal feed. No idea what the episode's going to be about, but it's going to be the beginning of December. So, you know, yeah. So what a show that was, right, guys?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
It's still ongoing, but what a show that was.
What show that was.
If you like our show, you know, leave a comment.
Leave a sticker at our door.
No, don't show up at our house.
Don't come to our house.
Definitely don't come to our house. Go to James's house.
Can someone mail me something? I want mail. I don't even care what you put in it. Just please don't put any poop or something.
What about a toe?
I was just thinking
that. No. No toes, no body parts, no phalanges. I don't like that. You can glitter bomb us if you want. I like those. Or a potato parcel, you know. I like stickers.
Phalanges. I even like
just a note.
That's a funny.
You want to mail us something? You know, I'll try to figure out a way to get you our address.
Can we get a P.O. box? That's the next plan. Okay, guys, next time on Sleepy Time, we will reveal our P.O. box. And then you can send us cool stuff. But then I'll send you something back because I'm a nice person, okay?
And Jason Aldean, we'll meet. Goodbye. I don't think I'd recognize you in a crowd, but, you know.
Jason Aldean. What else does he sing besides Big Green Tractor?
The stupid song where he raps.
No.
The body song.
Wait, what? Is it Mind Candy?
No, I don't think so. Jason Aldean, what songs do you sing?
Let's see. I sing Dirt Road Anthem, Rear View Town, Burning It Down, You Make It Easy, She's Country, and all the classics.
I don't remember any of those. I'm sorry.
You know what's funny?
I know She's Country.
I know, but Dirt Road Anthem because Ryan loved it, but no one else loved it.
Well, I don't know who Ryan is, but I love him. That's right for me, Jason Dean. I love you, Ryan.
You know what? James told me earlier. I said, remind me that we're talking about Jason Aldean, and he sent me a text 24 hours later. That said, hey, don't forget, we're talking about Brad Paisley.
I did. I don't know, like, and the funny thing was, as soon as you texted me, like we were doing the show, I remembered that you told me to remind you about Jason Aldean. But for whatever reason, I had Brad Paisley on my mind. So that's what came out.
Oh my God.
I don't even know any Brad Paisley songs.
I know more Brad Paisley than Jason Aldean.
I know water. Water. It's weird.
Well, it's been a week. I hope you all enjoyed our musical aspect. And if you didn't, you know, you don't really have a say. So.
Yeah. Go away. Hey, hey. I'm going to sing to you today, bitches. Sorry. If you can't tell, I'm a bit delirious.
Yeah, it's pretty. We're doing this a bit later than we typically do. Well, thanks everybody for listening. Jason Aldean, sing us off.
Well, in country, she's country. It's all country.
I could do better than that.
You know what else is here? It's country. It's my big green tractor. I got to get it checked out because it's not supposed to be green. I have a big green tractor.
Oh, no. And with that, good night, everybody. Have a lovely evening.
For more information on the D College Podcast, Sleepy Time, or Togi Tips, visit us online at instagram.com/dcollegepod. And now a word from Anchor.